For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The earliest the government shutdown could end is Thursday, but incoming White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney tells Fox News Sunday he expects it to last much longer because of Nancy Pelosi's effort to be House Speaker.
I think she's now in that unfortunate position of being beholden to her left wing, to where she cannot be seen as agreeing with the president on anything until after she's Speaker. If that's the case, again, I think there's a chance we go into the next Congress.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul tells CNN's State of the Union he's proud of the president for pulling troops out of Syria.
The president said when we went into Syria very clearly, we're going to defeat ISIS. That was our goal. Then all these people who believe in forever war changed the goal. They changed the goalpost. They started saying, oh, we're going to stay there until Iran and Russia leave. It's like, that means we're staying forever.
Paul says a complicated diplomatic solution will still be needed to resolve the situation in Syria involving Russia, Turkey, among others. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. So, the folks at MyPillow said, hey, Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? And I thought, yeah, but what did I have to lose? But you know what I lost? Interrupted sleep. It made a serious difference for me, so I'm letting you know that you need a MyPillow too. It stays cool all night long. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more wrestling your pillow in the middle of the night. And one thing you will love, you can toss a MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out looking like new again. It's made in the USA, and here's something new. They used to have a 60-day money-back guarantee, but now, with your purchase, you have until March 1st to return it if you don't absolutely love it. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA, that's promo code USA, and you'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. Take advantage, folks. This is their best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
Hundreds dead, even more injured in Indonesia following a tsunami triggered by a volcanic eruption under sea. The wave struck a popular beach resort in the area between the islands of Java and Sumatra. Maureen Lee is a Malaysia-based journalist covering Indonesia.
It's only this morning that they deployed emergency troops from the national level. Before this, it was just the local councils coping with the devastation, so a lot of search and rescue is currently ongoing.
The tsunami struck at night without warning. Incoming White House Chief of Staff and Office of Management and Budget Director Mick Mulvaney tells ABC's This Week, President Trump is not the first president to disagree with the Federal Reserve's interest rate increases.
The tension between the president and an independent Fed is traditional as part of our system, so it shouldn't be surprising to anybody that the president is not happy that the Fed is raising rates.
And Mulvaney says that while the president disagrees with the Fed's decision to continue to increase interest rates, he recognizes that he doesn't have the ability to fire him. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Now more on one of our lead stories. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Republican Tennessee Senator Bob Corker said he does not agree with the president's decision to pull troops out of Syria.
I'm just saddened for our country. I'm saddened for the broken relationships with countries that have been with us. I'm saddened for the many Kurds and others that likely will be killed and slaughtered by either the Syrians or the Turks. I'm saddened for our country in being so unreliable.
Corker is Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman. He's one of many Republican lawmakers who strongly oppose Trump's decision to withdraw 2,000 troops from Syria, an announcement that caught them by surprise last Wednesday and led to the announced resignation of Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis. There's continued concerns about a salmonella outbreak. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
The CDC reporting more than 200 people have been sickened from the salmonella outbreak in 38 states linked to raw turkey. At least one person has died in California. The bacteria has been found in live turkeys, turkey products, and turkey pet food. The illness has led to at least one recall from a Jenny O plant in Wisconsin. The CDC is recommending you make sure turkey is thoroughly cooked.
Army has its first 11-win season in team history by crushing Houston in the Armed Forces Bowl. Quarterback Kelvin Hopkins Jr. ran for 170 yards and 5 touchdowns as the 22nd-ranked Black Knights rolled to a 70-14 rout of the Cougars. Army ends up 11-2, and the Cougars finish 8-5. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.